Thanks for hitting that play button on this Asian Pop Radio podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Subscribe and do rate and review if you like what you hear. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android so you can hear this plus Asia-wide hits 24/7. Asia-wide hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio. That was 1OK Rock with The Way Back. We're playing 1OK Rock across the week because they are coming to Australia and we're all very excited. We are now playing games with Luke because Luke makes us very excited.
Play games with his heart.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, doing great. Oh, it's been such a busy few days. Wow, it's been absolutely crazy.
Why so, Luke? Why so?
Well, every gamer would know that it is E3, finished up today after all the press conferences, all the big announcements from all the game companies, just pretty much set up the next year and a half worth of video game in terms of the industry. So it's been a really busy week for us. Lots of news, lots of announcements and reveal. It's been very exciting.
You must have been very busy, Luke. This is your time to shine.
It is, and here in Australia, the press conference times are like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., stuff like that.
How exciting.
So we've been getting up nice and early to report all the news as it happens. So it's been a really packed few days.
So you're going
to
be sleeping late, like a nice long sleep today?
I think so, yeah. Well, I've been having like power naps.
I think I sound like Porky Pig then, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need a bit of sleep.
Bit.
Yeah. Has there been a highlight for you so far, Luke? Is that hard to say, like announcement-wise?
Oh, it is hard to say because there is so much, yeah. But there is one that stood out for me. And I'm sure Jen would know the developers BioWare, who made Dragon Age and Mass Effect. Well, girl, they announced a new IP, so it's a new game franchise. It's called Anthem, and they showed some gameplay footage. It's basically this big flying through space with jetpacks online cooperative multiplayer game made by BioWare coming out next year.
Wow. That's what was supposed to be happening in 2015, wasn't it?
Well, I think so.
We're a little bit behind.
But we'll catch up. It's fine. Mm. The game, I mean, BioWare are known for making fantastic characters,
100%.
Diverse characters as well. And this one just looks amazing. Again, just some gameplay footage so far. So it's still early days, coming out in about a year. But, I mean, in terms of stealing the show, Anthem has definitely stolen the show for me.
There's going to be hype for it. So much hype.
There's going to be so much hype.
Guys, we had an anime special on Monday. I'm wondering, like, how many games have been developed over the years that have sort of linked back to anime? Like, I know a lot of games like sort of go down the movie path.
Yeah.
But like, how many like anime series can you like mention off the top of your head?
Oh, there's heaps. Dragon Ball Z is a big one.
True.
100%.
They have a big following in terms of games as well. There's been an Attack on Titan video game that was quite popular.
Yeah. Well, that was mentioned. Yeah.
Yep. That's also quite huge. There's stuff like Naruto, stuff like Danganronpa, Bleach, all sorts of. There's heaps of anime games get made into video games. But it's funny because they're huge in Japan and sort of in a lot of Asian countries, but Australia and the US only gets sort of a select few that kind of get translated because there's so much dialogue in those games because of the content. Oh, they have to get translated in English first, which can take some time.
Takes ages.
Yeah, but there is heaps and definitely a big crossover in terms of the geek, the fandoms of both. So
Right. Amazing.
Do
so
I have all the Naruto games? Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have a favorite?
No.
They're like children? You can't choose?
No, don't do that to me. Please don't.
So, Luke, anything overall like as a stand-up for the last few days?
Yeah, so apart from Anthem, I'm just ready to see some official reveals. Bethesda revealing The Evil Within 2, which we knew was going to happen, but still, for horror fans, really cool to see that. And just great to see some new gameplay from God of War, from Sony, and also really great to see Super Mario Odyssey gameplay for the Switch coming out later this year. Yeah, Mario in the real world, people, it's very strange.
GTA 5, what's good?
So just jam-packed, but if you want to catch up on all the E3 news that you might have missed, we actually have an E3 hub up on our website.
Wow.
So if you head to checkpointgaming.net, all the E3 news, and there's literally like 100 articles full of all the information you could possibly need to know from E3. There's gameplay trailers, there's footage, a lot of information. So make sure you head to checkpointgaming.net for all the good stuff.
Excellent, Luke. Thanks so much for your time. Busy week, and I appreciate your time to share a little bit of it with us.
Anything for you guys. You know that.
Stop it.
Let's go to some AOA. This is Excuse Me on Asian Pop Radio. Bye. Thanks for hitting that play button on this Asian Pop Radio podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Subscribe and do rate and review if you like what you hear. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android so you can hear this plus Asia-wide hits 24/7.